Perfect. We're back in the same room, Paddy.
We're in the same room again. It's like I can actually touch him. I'm touching
him. Stop touching me.
Mike's boobs right now.
Yeah. So I'll put my shirt back on.
Hi. Hello, everyone. And welcome back to That's Running. I've never really said that before.
No, because it's always like, oh, how you doing, mate? I haven't seen you in ages.
Yeah. We've got some, what do you call it, news, updates, announcements.
Announcements, yes. We're pregnant.
With what?
With ideas and exciting news.
Okay, and we're giving birth when?
We're due on, we've got actually two due dates. One is the 23rd of February, the other one is the 29th of March.
So we're kind of twins, but not really.
Yeah, one's just get really late.
So we're going to actually run some courses. So if you live in Sydney or you're local in Sydney, or if you love us that much, you can want to travel into Sydney. On the 29th of March, we're just going to do a full day course for clinicians, for like physios, chiros, massage services, whatever. But on the 23rd of February is going to be a full day course for you guys, for runners, for the general public, for coaches, for anyone who wants to know a bit more, essentially.
Anybody that is a runner, is interested in running, and wants to improve whatever in their running.
Yeah.
Because when a full day course, we mean like 3-4 hours. So it's more a half day course.
Yeah, 3-4 hours worth of content.
Yeah. So we're going to cover a lot of things, load management, programming, injuries in general. We'll talk about a few injuries there. We'll do some technique stuff.
Yeah.
Probably a bit of a demo in there as well.
Yeah. And I think we're going to go through some strength and conditioning. We're going to go through some drills. We're going to go through some technique stuff, like in person, face to face. So if you've listened to all the episodes, you probably know a bit about what we're probably going to talk about, but it's the real life face to face application of what we actually do.
Yeah.
And so it's to help you reduce your injury risk and improve your performance and just get more out of your running. So that's coming up 23rd of February for runners in Sydney. So just put that date aside. We'll work out more details.
So book your flights to Sydney now. No, they're still cheap.
Yeah.
And then from all over the world, we'll see you in Sydney on the 23rd of Feb.
Yeah, lovely.
So, Paddy, something happened yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday I actually had to pull the pin on a training run, which was not nice, like not fun. It's kind of upsetting and kind of made me a bit angry to actually have to withdraw from a run due to injury.
What happened?
I was dumb.
Please explain.
Like, I'm not immune to being dumb, and I was dumb. So I end up having essentially 2 months off running after UTMB. So I am now five and a half months out from a bit of a goal race of mine, a marathon. So 5 months out, I'm like, cool, let's do a bit of running, do a bit of strength work. I'm just easing myself back in over this couple of weeks. So my running load went from about 6 kilometers per week up to 40 kilometers per week. I'm not very good at maths.
Even the 30% rule wouldn't apply there.
No, it's like 10,000% or something like that. So of course that's stupid, but I fell in the trap of feeling really good. And mind you, I've come from weeks of 120, 130 kilometers per week, dropped down. So I went back up to about a 40-kilometer week, which, you know, could be justified because it's significantly lower than what I was doing. But I had 2 months of minimal running. Still some running, but minimal. I got back up to the first week, 40Ks, felt fine. Like, not even a hitch. I felt completely fine the entire week, feeling really good. Then went into my second week of running. I did a 20K run on Monday, felt completely fine. Like, not even a whisper. Then Tuesday, went to go run with a mate, and we were just going to do some what we would call hill efforts. But I was knowing in my mind I was only going to take it like 70% anyway because I'm not trying to do speed work at the moment. But at the start of that hill effort, like on the first hill, my right Achilles just said, what?
What are we doing?
What's this? No, we don't. No, stop that. That was what my Achilles was doing. I thought, oh, okay, it's fine. I'll just take it a bit easier. Did a few calf raises, like, let's let this thing warm up.
So you didn't actually stop?
Well, then I tried the second hill rep and my Achilles went, no, thank you, stop that, please. So I stopped. And I stopped because what was initially like a 2 or 3 out of 10 pain was progressing into a 4, into a 5, and into a 6 out of 10, to the point where I was like, I can't generate any power through this. And that all happened over the course of about 30 seconds.
Right.
So that's when I stopped. I was like, well, let's just give it a bit of load, do some calf raises. Nap didn't warm up. So it all comes back to me being done, really.
Mm.
It was a sharp increase in load, which we know isn't great. But we know that tendons especially just lose their conditioning so rapidly. And it only took 9 or 10 days worth of increasing my load until my tendon just reminded me that I was increasing my load and being done. So for me, that was the first time I've had to pull out of a training run in a very long time.
So how did it feel?
Felt terrible.
Hmm.
I think I got a speeding ticket on the way home. Oof. I'm pretty sure I did.
Oh, on top of that.
I was pretty angry. I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to get in my car and drive home. I just went, fuck everything, get home. That's kind of how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And I was, I was probably conscious. I was maybe driving a little bit quick. And then I drove past a mobile speed camera and just went, I bet it just happened. So I haven't been, wait to see if I get anything in the mail.
Yeah.
But that's kind of, how it made me feel.
That was yesterday.
Yeah.
How did you cope? Like, yes, you were angry straight away, which is fair. How long did that last? Were you just like, fuck this, I'm still angry? Or are you like...
Well, I was quite lucky because my girlfriend had cooked dinner. So I came home and she was there with food and I had purchased ice cream the day before. So I actually had like some like nice food come home to you and a bowl of ice cream. And I was like, actually, that's kind of good. But I wasn't too, like the stress didn't hang around too long because I knew it was just a really short acute overload.
Mm.
I haven't been pushing through this Achilles for months. It literally, I'd had this injury for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
So because as soon as I felt it, I stopped pushing through it. In that regard, I wasn't dumb. I was smart. I deloaded instantly. I stopped running. And today, I've done a whole bunch of Achilles rehab, some strengthening, and I can actually hop and jump and spring on my Achilles literally completely fine. So what I had was like a short-term acute overload. So I stopped the run. I haven't run today. Today's a day off. I've just done some rehab. Potentially, I might go for an easy run tomorrow or the day after. But I'll be very easy on my tendon to make sure it's behaving.
So basically the big learning from this is, cool, I went a bit too hard too quickly or too much too quickly.
Yeah.
Back off a bit with total distance and speed.
Yeah.
And then sort of slowly build from there.
Yep.
Just basically try to be smart with your body and go, cool, that was too much. Learn from that. Back off, continue.
And we know tendons take about 48 hours, even up to 72 hours to respond. So I'm giving mine essentially 2 days off. I might go for a little jog on the second day, but before I do that, I'll make sure I can calf raise with heavy weights and make sure I can hop before I feel like I can do that.
Yeah, fair.
So because mine was an acute onset thing, which is a bit of a sign of overall too much load, if I do the right things, I can calm it down quite quickly, which is why we say, like, if you get a little niggle, just go get it checked out straight away, because quite often they're pretty easy to fix.
Yeah.
If you have this niggle for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, like, man, that's actually turning into a bigger deal.
Because so, you tend to keep going. You're just like, I'll be all right. And then you're not all right.
Yeah. You're really not all right.
Like, I think I've...
Because so that was just me pulling out of a measly training run, which didn't really mean much. But, like, you've had to, like... Seriously, pull out of something.
Yeah, I 2 years ago, I had to pull out of a marathon, like a full marathon.
Yeah.
I had been struggling with some ITB issues, like, previous to that.
Yeah.
And it was all settled. It was all fine. Increased my load. It was fine. No issues.
Yeah.
Until race day.
Really?
I think I hit 16K. This was an orange. And my ITB, I started noticing. I was like, oh, cool. It's there.
Yeah.
Dumb me. Was running with someone. I was like, oh yeah, we'll just run together.
Yeah.
Didn't slow down. Continued. Hit 19K.
Yeah.
Could not bend my knee.
Really?
Could not, for the life of me, couldn't bend my knee. It would just hurt.
Really?
Just like, it would just hurt. I was just like, I could put weight on my leg, was fine. As long as my leg was straight, fine.
So were you running like a pirate?
Yeah, I was running like a pirate. Stopped, walked another 2 kilometers because like, fuck this, I'm going to finish because I'm not going to finish a marathon.
Yeah.
21K, could not put weight on my foot.
Really?
Just really hurt my knee. I was like, as soon as I put pressure on it, nah.
Gone.
Gone. So I had to pull out a marathon and I felt like such a failure.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm here, I've trained for it, halfway, I'm stopping. I'd never not finished a race before.
Question, because I imagine some people have this in their minds. Had you done like a long run 2 weeks beforehand or something? Like, what had you got up to in your long run?
36.
Okay, so
the month before I'd done like a 6-hour event and I racked up like, what is it, 40 kilometers, 45 kilometers?
Yeah. Okay.
And so that was the month previous.
And you'd done a long 36K run as well. And your ITB was okay?
ITB was fine.
So what do you think caused it in the race?
I have no idea. I think I went harder.
Mm.
I think I just put more pressure on it. It was a bit hillier than I was used to. Yeah. I had done a lot of trail stuff before. So yeah. Different mode.
Yeah.
This was road.
Yeah.
This was just hammering every step the same.
Yeah.
And because I was running with someone else, I probably pushed it harder than I normally would.
So higher intense effort, and once you get that bit of fatigue,
then so probably a bit of drop off of technique.
Yeah.
And that was hard to swallow. To go, cool, I'm gonna stop this marathon.
Yeah. So so what did you do? How did you get back to the start line?
I walked to the aid station. I was like, can you guys call like someone to pick me up?
Yeah.
And then the first aid came, I'm like, oh, what can we do? How can we help? And I was like, nothing. Just get me there.
Just get me back.
Just get me out. I said, I can't run. I can't walk. It's my knee. It's not a big deal. I can't use it.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, cool. Chuck me in the car. Drop me back to the start session. It's like,
wow, the ride of shame.
Oh, so bad. Getting there and seeing other people finish and seeing other people there, I'm just like, there, go,
man,
what did I do? I think I was pretty sort of defeated for a couple of days.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Did you cry?
I was close. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I had friends there.
Yeah.
I had people I coached there. So I was like, oh, I'm a coach. I'm also an example. I can't.
Yeah.
Here I am.
How did you deal with that?
I was angry for a while. I was like, fuck this. Mm-hmm. I'm never running again.
Yeah.
That was a lie.
Yeah.
I had a few drinks afterwards.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
We know that two beers is just as effective for pain relief as two paracetamol. Yeah. That's like science.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I had a few drinks afterwards, had a chat with some mates and just went, like, fuck it. Booked in to see a physio like 2 days later, had a good chat.
Yeah.
Felt better, actually focused 100% on rehab.
Yeah.
And just took a cup of concrete and hardened up. And
it's interesting, right? You kind of need a cooling off period after that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you hurt your knee the next day, like, cool, let's start rehab straight away. Like, you kind of need to just, like, process it and
calm down. I had a couple of days of just, like, cool, this is what happened. Saw the physio, I think, 3 days after the event.
Yeah.
Had a good chat, had a good, oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
And then just pulled myself up and went, cool, let's focus on the next thing.
How long did it take you to get over that injury physically?
Physically, my ITB is always, I've had this twice.
Yeah.
And both times it came on like that, just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And both times it disappeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, right.
It was like pain, 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 pain through movement, nothing, fine.
And then gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
So that, like, I think it took me another like 3 weeks before it was like, cool, I'm back to basic running.
Okay.
But I was scared for a long time.
Yeah.
Where I was like, what if my knee?
Yeah, fearful of pushing it too.
Fearful of pushing it. So I didn't do it in speed sessions for a while.
Yeah.
Just like, and even long runs, I was like, oh, it happened at like that 16K mark was a big barrier.
Yeah.
Like I ran up to 15 a couple of times and gone, nah, I'm going to go further.
I've actually got a patient like right now, and he says he does his long run every week. He gets to somewhere between 15 and 16K, and that's when he gets knee pain. It's ITB every single week between 15 and 16K. Sore knee every week. And I started off saying, yeah, it's fine. As long as you kind of stop when it gets sore, it's fine. But then I thought, like, he's irritating his knee every week. He irritates it every Saturday. Mm. Irritated, every day. Irritated, irritated, irritated. I was like, how's it ever going to become less irritated if you poke it every week? Like, stop poking the sore thing. So current strategy is to literally run, like, 13Ks instead of pushing into pain at 16Ks. But, like, usually ITB, a lot of the time it's in part due to fatigue and then your form falling away. So conversely, like something like a speed session is usually not not the worst thing you can do if you've got like an ITV shoot, because it's short, sharp. Your form is usually epic when you're doing a speed session. So for ITV type stuff, that's one of the things where I'm like, I'd prefer you to keep your tempo session and drop your long run.
Yeah, but for me, it was
just the opposite of most injuries.
But it's just scared. Like, I was just fearful of, oh, running harder will bring it on. That I had an idea, and running longer will bring it on.
Yeah.
So once, like, I remember thinking the first time I broke that 16K barrier, I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen any moment, it's going to happen any moment.
Yeah.
Never happened.
It didn't. Yeah.
But I was scared for a long time. And I think it took me like a good 3 months to get over that and go.
3 months. Yeah. Even though you had, it was only a few weeks till you got rid of the pain.
Yeah.
Really?
Like in my head, I was waiting for it to come on.
Really? I think when I kind of reflect back on both of these, like what I'm talking about, which happened literally yesterday and with Mike 2 years ago. So 2 years ago, like did you have a plan like to get back into running, or were you training for something, or were you just kind of hoping that your knee would be okay? Like what was the...
I had a bit of hoping for the best. You know, cool, let's hope this will be all right. And like there was a bit of a plan with the physio going, oh, this is what we're going to do, this is how we can build up.
Yeah.
But not in detail in regards to my running program.
Yeah.
More like cool tries. You know, you go.
Yeah.
Not specific enough for me as a person.
I think when you have a niggle that you're a little bit unsure about, it's super important to understand it, know how irritable it is, and have a plan. So like me, for me right now with my own Achilles, which is literally today, I have a plan. I know what I'm doing today in terms of rehab, in terms of my getting back to running. I have a plan. I know what I'm doing and I fully understand the injury. I feel like if you have an injury, or if you, you know, talking about how do I get past that 16K, like how do I mentally get over that? If you fully understand the injury, fully understand how irritable it is, and then like have a plan to get back to running, or have a plan for if it's sore, then like I feel like that's the best way to approach it, and you get less of that fear. So I don't know. It comes back to just make sure you're working with someone, whether it's a coach, a physio, or like whatever it is, that you have a plan to kind of get through it. Otherwise, you are literally just hoping.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and I think I wouldn't have that same issue now because I know more.
Mm.
I know what it is, I understand it, I know what to do, done, non-issue.
Yeah, because we're always learning, right? And you've acquired so much more knowledge over the last, like, 2-3 years.
Like, getting injured is a great way to learn new things.
Mm. Oh, it so is. Huge learning experience. Yeah.
Wouldn't recommend it, but also would.
Yeah. Each time you get injured, you learn more and you become less dumb.
Yeah, true. But, it's a steep price to pay for education.
True, but it's all about making you better and better and better always, isn't it? If anyone has any experiences like that and you want to share or want some advice, and reach out, like let us know, because we always like hearing from people like that. And do we want to talk about the other, baby that we've got?
I think we should mention our third child.
Third child.
Because, this involves all of you.
Yeah.
Really. We've set up a Patreon page account. We aren't even 100% sure yet.
How to pronounce it?
Patreon?
It's called Patreon. Yeah.
Patreon. Yeah.
Patreon. It's essentially what it is it's a platform that allows creative people to be supported by people who like what they do.
Yeah. So means us being supported by you guys, assuming that you like what we did.
Yeah. So we're at the stage now where, because we've got so many episodes in the bank, we're having to actually pay a significant amount of money to actually store and host our episodes, our podcast.
So keep everything online, keep everything running, keep everything ad-free.
Yeah.
Like
we've been paying for this for a while, but now it's getting to the point where it's like, oh, this is costing us like kind of a significant amount.
The big thing with this sort of stuff is the more content we create and more people listen, the more you pay.
Yeah.
And exactly. We're getting to a point where we're like,
so either stop listening or give us money.
That's basically it. Option B is the only option.
So we'll put a link out there as well, but we've just started a Patreon account. So essentially, like, if you love what we do and if you want to support us, great. If you don't want to, I don't care. It's fine. I won't tell anyone. But it can be like $5 a month would actually make such a huge difference to us. And allow us to keep doing what we want to do with and having it viable, I suppose.
Exactly. And in that way, like, you're not just supporting us, but you're also supporting other runners out there that want to learn new things and are interested, so we can keep this going. And with your support, we'll grow the audience and we'll reach more people and hopefully help more people.
We actually have quite a few ideas that we want to get out there in the near future as well. Like, we've got that course that we're looking at doing early next year in Sydney, potentially taking that elsewhere if it works. We're going to get some merchandise happening and some higher quality content as well. So
yes,
we're looking at doing a bit more. So, you know, if you give us a couple bucks, whatever, we would be so humbled and so grateful. We'll throw a link up there. If not, who cares? Still interact with us because we love you all.
Yeah, exactly. So we won't love you more or less if you give us money, but we'll still love you a bit more if
you still love you more. Yeah.
Yeah, but we won't tell anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. So check it out. We'll have more on that coming and what we've got planned coming up as well. So
if you have any questions, reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Drew. Thank you for listening. We'll have a bit of a special guest on next week,
yeah.
I believe. Someone who we've spoken to in the past, we're going to get back on again for an update. So it'd be cool.
All right.
Thank you, guys. We'll chat to you next week.
Bye.